Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Cosmopolitan magazine, by the way, the cover features a plus-size model and it's been accused of glamorising obesity amid the COVID pandemic, of course, because obese people are more at risk during the COVID-19 pandemic. The cover of the February issue stars plus-size women with the tagline, "This is healthy," for an edition dedicated to body positivity. Okay, I'm not going to go into it all now and I'll read it off for you after the break, but the argument basically is, one person said, weird time for Cosmopolitan to do this cover given the relationship between obesity, death, serious illness and COVID. Another person says, you can say the Cosmopolitan cover isn't promoting obesity. It's fine to live your life at whatever size you choose to, but when you choose inclusiveness over health by promoting an unhealthy amount of body fat, this really irks me. So they're talking about people who are grossly overweight, who are obese, and Cosmopolitan magazine is more or less saying, that's grand. They're promoting it. And let's be clear about it. Everybody is entitled to be whatever size or whatever, if you want to be, whatever size you want to be. And you feel whatever you feel comfortable in. Nobody's having a go at you. But there is an understanding, and an absolute understanding, that the bigger you are, the less healthy you are. And that's just a fact of life, isn't it really? I mean, you know, you're more likely to have heart disease, you're more likely to have problem with your joints, you're more likely in COVID-19 to die, unfortunately, because obviously your body doesn't fight illness as well when you're quite large. And that's just a fact of life. So for a magazine to be promoting obesity, essentially, and saying, you know, this is great, woohoo, you know, I mean, talk about body positivity is wrong. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not all the same size. Some of us are thin, some of us are a little bit curvier, some of us are bigger, that's fine. They're talking about people who are obese. I want to know, is fat shaming ever okay? Because doctors are now afraid to say to somebody, you need to lose weight, because they're afraid they might insult the person. But maybe you think it's unfair, because that's fat shaming essentially, that you can't openly criticise somebody for their appearance. In other words, that a doctor should be able to say to somebody, you have a problem, and the reason you have a problem is because you're overweight. Doctors are afraid to say that now, because it's classed as fat shaming. Now, Tess Holliday, of course, is probably one of the most famous larger models. Now, when I say large, she's huge. There's no doubt about it. Now, anybody who tells me, and any doctor will tell you, that Tess Holliday is not healthy, and anybody who suggests that that's okay to be like Tess Holliday, there's something wrong. If we're in a society now where we've become so politically correct that we glamorise that. I'm not talking about people who are curvy, by the way. I'm not talking about people who have, you know, larger breasts or nice bum or whatever, nice big hips. That's fine. You know what I mean? Whatever you're comfortable doing. But if you're at a point where you're unhealthy, why would we glamorise that as something that's okay? Stephanie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Stephanie?
Hi, now, Boylan. How are you keeping?
I'm good. Thank you for giving me my full title, Stephanie. How are you keeping today? All right?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Okay, Stephanie, should we be glamorising what essentially doctors will tell the world is unhealthy?
No, I don't think we should be glamorising obesity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I didn't read the details of the article in the magazine. I mean, I think if an article in a magazine is written about it, I think people should be encouraged to love their bodies as they are.
Absolutely.
But they shouldn't be encouraged to remain in that state of obesity, because that's just encouraging people to be unhealthy. That's not. Yeah.
No, I mean, we shouldn't be telling people that it's okay to be, you know, extremely large. And I remember reading an article recently from doctors in the UK, and they described this feeling of not being able to say to somebody, you know, if somebody comes in with symptoms or problems, you know, be pains in their knees or their legs or whatever it is, and the doctors can turn around to them and say, well, if you lose weight, the pains might go away because you're too big. And doctors are afraid to say that to somebody because that can be classed as fat shaming. And it's stifled the conversation around living healthy. I mean, you're absolutely right. If somebody's comfortable being curvy or being big, that's fine. But I'm all into body positivity. But on the other hand, we still have to be able to say, when you're extremely large, you are more likely to have a heart disease. You're more likely to have a heart condition. You're more likely to have a heart attack. You're more likely to have pains in your knees and your back and everywhere else because you're carrying a large amount of weight.
Yep.
But we don't seem to be allowed to say that anymore.
Yeah, I think we should be allowed to say that. I think doctors should be allowed to tell people that they need to lose weight because it's a huge problem and it causes so much disease.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen this model, Tess Holliday? Have you ever seen her?
I saw her now. I just Googled it before I came onto your show. Yeah,
she's a pretty girl, don't get me wrong. Yes. She's a pretty girl, yes. But she is grossly overweight.
Yes.
And
yes.
she can't be healthy. Now, I'm all for body positivity, and she's very positive about the way she says she's happy living the way she lives. And that's fine. That's her choice. That's her business. But to suggest for 1 minute that to glamorise this, according to Piers Morgan this morning, he said it's shamefully irresponsible to glamorise that in a women's magazine.
Yes, it is irresponsible, and especially to say something like this is healthy, you know, and that obesity is healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they should be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Listen, thank you for that, Stephanie. I appreciate it. Stephanie doesn't believe we should glamorize obesity in any shape or form. Pardon the pun. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it irresponsible to glamorize, you know, on the cover of, you know, girls and women's magazines, particularly to glamorize obesity? And to say, you know, all about body positivity, because we're also politically correct now to say, this is great. If you want to be like this, if you want to be like Tess Holliday, you know, this is great. Well, they didn't use Tess Holliday. I'm just using that as an example. This is great. You know, be like that. That's wonderful. And no suggestion that, you know, well, you can be like that. And that is wonderful. And if that's the way you feel comfortable, fine. But you do realize that you're wide open to heart disease. You do realize you are going to have problems with your knees and your joints and your hips and everywhere else later in life because you're carrying a large amount of weight. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the text coming in. Grossly overweight is being very kind, Niall. It's actually morbidly fat. Niamh!
Niall, how are you?
Niamh, you don't sound well.
No, I'm fine, sorry. I was just taking a whack on my vape. Sorry, go on.
It was kind of, that was very, how are you? Do you remember years ago when you had somebody in work and they'd ring you sick?
Yeah, putting on the sick voice.
Ah, you're the sick voice. I've been in hospital, I mean, with the greatest respect, I've been to hospitals where I've seen people dying and they don't talk like that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's a sore throat.
Oh, I'm not feeling well.
Up all night. God, so terrible.
Niamh. How do you feel today? I'm just asking you now. I want to ask you how you feel. Do you feel okay?
I feel fine. Yeah.
I thought of you. This sounds very strange, by the way. I want to apologise to my partner as to why I think of Niamh every now and again. But every time I'm in my local supermarket looking for me beans.
Sugar-free beans.
Yeah, I think of you, Niamh. I think of the beans.
I know when somebody the other station, saying yesterday there was no difference in the taste. I felt like hunting her down.
There is a difference.
There is.
I can't eat the sugar-free
dirt.
Beans.
They're dirt.
No, I couldn't.
Apologies to Heinz, but they're dirt.
The same with ketchup. Ketchup has loads of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. So make
the taste. You know what I got the other day? I got Heinz barbecue, sweet barbecue sauce.
Is it nice?
It's lovely.
And then
I go and I buy the box of ribs, you know, in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I cook them about 5 minutes before they're done. I like them well done. 5 minutes before they're done, get the Heinz barbecue sauce. All over them and put them back in the oven for another 5 minutes just to seal it onto it.
And now we're going to talk about obesity.
Sorry, Niamh, getting back to the topic. Yes. Is it okay to promote or glamorize obesity?
It's not okay for these magazines to promote either end of the spectrum. And these magazines went for years. I mean, I grew up in the 90s when heroin chic was all over the catwalk. And these women and men, but it wasn't just the women. You could see every bone on their body.
Yeah.
They were so, and we were being told, I mean,
you could count their ribs, I remember that. Yeah.
And I would have been growing up at that stage told, this is the ideal, look like them.
Yeah, size zero.
Yeah, now, I will never be a size zero. I will never get back.
And size zero, by the way, can I say, you know, being size zero or being like those models would have been in those catwalks, tall and where you literally see their backbone and count their ribs. That's equally as unhealthy as, you know.
Equally as dangerous a message to send, because these people are, you know, they have to be doing something to get themselves to look like that. They're
actually probably, and probably more dangerous if they're
probably more dangerous because their hearts will give out. I mean, I know that can happen with obesity too, but these people are really putting their lives at risk for the sake of our vanity, so we can look at them.
Yeah.
But even if you look at TV, you won't see. And I'm not talking overweight. I'm talking normal size woman in the romantic lead. She'll always be the funny one or the mother, or the, you know, the slightly slapstick character. But she'll never be the one acting opposite Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
It just won't happen.
Yeah.
Because we have this ideal, and you have to look a certain way. But if I was morbidly obese and I walked into the doctors, I would prefer he hurt my feelings and saved my life.
So you'd prefer the doctor say to you, listen, Niamh, the reason that you have pains in your legs or pains in your knees...
because you're too fat. Yeah, and call a spade a spade. It's, you know, all these nice words we use for it. You're too fat, lose some weight, and we'll revisit if you need your knees fixed. But do this first, to help yourself first. And yeah. Doctors being afraid to say that is really dangerous, because people are going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as dangerous to be very heavy as it is to be too skinny. You know, and we have to just cop on. I'm telling people on the cover of Vogue, who some people look at as a Bible, that this is the ideal now. That's really irresponsible. They should be helping people to, you know, put in a 6-page spread about how to, you know, eat healthy, be healthy. You know, everyone can enjoy a takeaway, but just be a bit healthy
I
too.
I know, I'm going to have one today. I feel bad now, actually, do. Sorry. No, but you are right. You read everything you said. But I am going to have a takeaway today. I'm going to have a Chinese takeaway today.
But that's all right. Yeah. Because, I mean, you're not having one every day. And you're not having one breakfast, lunch and dinner. We're all entitled to a blowout. We're all entitled to enjoy a glass of wine.
In fairness, I eat too much rubbish. But in saying that, you know, I'm a slip of a thing. You know what I mean?
You've got one of those metabolisms.
Looking. Well, I'm quite active. See, they say I'm awake a lot and I'm moving around. Aisling, I am active. Will you stop? She's in my ears and you're not active. Anyway, listen, Niamh, thank you very much, Niamh. I appreciate you coming on the air. Thanks very much, Niamh.
No problem.
I'm sure we'll talk again. Enjoy your beans.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.